discussion of nonlinear mind and the concepts of meditation and coherent thought sequences. The nature of mind or consciousness is that it is at all times nonlinear. Awakeness in its pure form, as opposed to what we are aware of, is essentially a nonlinear, non-local reality. This means that that faculty, that awakeness, whereby every higher life form, human or otherwise, is conscious, is essentially nonlinear, omnipresent, and is not bound by space or time. As a nonlinear reality, space and time does not confine or limit mind or the potential of mind. In this sense, the total number of minds in the universe is one. There is one awakeness, one light of consciousness shining throughout the universe and through every individual. In this sense, the individuality of a human or of an extraterrestrial life form is a window or an opening through which the unbounded mind is shining. The fact that we identify this awakeness with our ego, with our thoughts, with our perceptions, is actually a delusional state. And the actual nature of mind, regardless of how we may understand it, is that it is beyond space and beyond time. And therefore, it is omnipresent and it is eternal. This is the fundamental aspect of the existence of every higher intelligent life form. By becoming aware of just awareness, becoming conscious of the depths of silent consciousness, an individual can awaken to the nonlinear or unbounded aspect of themselves. Mind is at all times in that state, even while we are awake or asleep or dreaming. If we are thinking of a task, those thoughts which we are absorbed in are actually taking place within the context of a silent mind which is perceiving those thoughts. If we are hearing sounds, those sounds are being perceived by an awareness, a silent consciousness, which is transcendental to those sounds, and which is silent and unbounded. Mind, therefore, is in its essential nature a singularity, and it is not a divisible reality. There are not pieces of mind functioning in different individuals. There are unique individuals which share this oneness of mind. Awakeness, then, pure consciousness, conscious intelligence, pure spirit, call it what you wish, is this aspect of every conscious, self-aware, intelligent life form, which is a gateway to the nonlinear universe. by recognizing the non-local nature of mind, the non-linear, unbounded nature of mind, and by experiencing that state, mind in its pure, silent state, one can perceive anything, anywhere, at any point in time or space. This is the basis for so-called remote viewing. It is also the basis for telepathy, for precognition, and precognitive dreams. In the event of precognitive states, they can take place because an individual is accessing mind, and since mind in its pure form is not bound by space or time, one can perceive an event in the future at a distance, in the current state of time, we call now, or in the past, because mind is really independent of space or time, but can access any point in space or time. Understanding this basic reality of awakeness of mind or consciousness enables an individual to begin to experience that state and then to be able to apply that experience and to access non-local mind and through that any point in space or time. In this way, an individual may be sitting in their home and be able to perceive an event taking place in another part of the city, on another part of the earth, in another part of the solar system, or another part of the galaxy. Moreover, this can take place in any point on the spectrum of time. The important thing to remember is that the experience of mind is continual. We are all awake. Usually, and unfortunately, we are only awake to what we are aware of, the sounds, the thoughts, the perceptions, the emotions, the ego. And it takes some practice in silence to become aware of just awakeness itself, to become aware of just awareness, for the mind to reflect only mind. While this requires some time and discipline, it is not intrinsically a difficult thing, except to the extent that we tell ourselves it is impossible. Because you are awake. And if you are awake, you can experience simple, pure awakeness. In this sense, it's closer to us than our life's vein. It is such an intimate part of being a conscious, awakened entity that we don't see it. It is almost too close. So it takes practice in silencing the mind and in being able to access this calm, clear state of simple awareness of awareness, just awakeness, for this understanding to grow. At first, for some people, it may seem difficult because of various distractions, but with practice, the ability to be aware of awareness grows and becomes very simple and very automatic and can be utilized whether in meditation, whether waking, whether sleeping and dreaming, whether walking at any point in time, and during any activity. This has been called cosmic consciousness by some, when the individual is able to be aware of this universal, undifferentiated, silent mind, even while they are engaged in everyday activities or waking or sleeping. It is a constant presence. This too should be something simple and natural in its evolution, because it is only the practice of becoming aware of awareness, and we are awake all the time, that is required for this to happen. Now, the significance of this, as it pertains to extraterrestrial life forms, is that just as humans are awake, these other intelligent life forms are also conscious or awake. And as mentioned earlier, the total number of minds in the universe is one. This means the light of awakeness itself, which is shining through you and through every human, is also shining through and illuminating every extraterrestrial life form. In this way, we understand that we are really all one people, that there is one mind shining through all of us. Some people have likened this to there being one spirit in many bodies, that there is this one awakeness which illuminates all. Beyond the question of intelligent life forms, human and extraterrestrial, or cosmological, it is also true that matter itself is awake, that space is awake, that there is a non-linear or non-local aspect of matter, of substance, of space, and it is awake even as you are awake and extraterrestrial life forms are awake. The old saying, all this is that, refers to this reality. Every cell in the body is awake and has conscious intelligence in its warp and woof, as does every atom in every rock. The entire universe is conscious. So as you stare up and look at the sky filled with stars, see that it is awake even as you are awake. The earth on which you walk is awake even as you are awake. It is all conscious. It is all, in its most fundamental aspect, consciousness and awake. This becomes very significant in terms of a research tool with the CE5 initiative, because these extraterrestrial life forms which have found their way to our corner of the galaxy are not only awake even as you and I are awake, but they have evolved technologies which assist their ability to interface with consciousness or mind. By virtue of being starfaring peoples, they are able to move and communicate beyond the light speed or the barrier of light. And in transcending the barrier of light have come discoveries that involve the interface between technology or machine and consciousness. This has been called consciousness-assisted technology and technology-assisted consciousness. Importantly, from a research point of view, this means that these spacecraft and their occupants are able to interact with mind and thought as easily as we pick up a telephone and speak with over electromagnetic energy waves or radio waves or microwave signals. The ability to interface with thought, directed thought, which is emanating from a source of non-locality, is very specific in their technology. But the important point here, unless the spacecraft is within line sight of where you are located, is that the individual attempting to establish a point of communication with these extraterrestrial spacecraft is that they access non-locality. They access non-linear mind, this holographic aspect of mind, which is beyond time-space, and then operating from that level to be able to have specific thought sequences that direct the spacecraft to your location. We call this coherent thought sequencing. The ability to, from a coherent state of nonlinear mind, to sequentially, in the way of thought, show the extraterrestrial life forms and their spacecraft where you are located on the planet, and in which solar system, and in fact, in which galaxy. The efficacy of that technique, coherent thought sequencing, is directly proportional to the ability of the individual and the group of individuals to access and function within this holographic aspect of mind, or nonlinear mind, that mind which is beyond space-time or transcendent to the normal boundaries of space-time. For that reason, coherent thought sequencing, as it is here discussed, as a tool for primary vectoring of spacecraft from deep space or other sources on the Earth to a research site, begins when the individual and the group access this coherent state of mind, which is silent and which is awareness of awareness, beyond time and beyond space. And from that point is therefore accessing, as it were, the universal operator, the universal aspect of mind, which, while being omnipresent, allows for time and space to be annihilated as barriers to perceiving or to communicating. While in a state of unbounded mind, mind that's not bound by space-time, it is possible to awaken specifically in that state and see at distant points in space or time, as mentioned earlier. In this way, an individual or an entire research team can be out in the field, access non-local mind, and specifically see spacecraft at some point in space or at some point in time or space-time. For our purposes, we'll be discussing, for real-time research projects, real-time, but in distant points in space. These can include various places in our solar system, around the Moon, around Mars, around the Earth and near-Earth orbit, in underground or underwater facilities on the Earth, and other locations. While in the state of unbounded mind, an individual or group, or at least more than one individual, may see an extraterrestrial spacecraft or life form at some point in space. It may be on the other side of the galaxy, it may be within our solar system, or it may be very near to the research site, but invisible to the naked eye. In other words, on the other side of a mountain, what have you. It's important when that event occurs that the individual connect politely with the extraterrestrial life form or life forms, ask permission to go within the craft, and then invite them in a spirit of oneness and of peace to follow you as you show them precisely where you are located. This is when you coherently sequence thought and show them your precise location. For example, if you are located in Denver, Colorado, you would show them our Milky Way, the galaxy, and its spiral arms. You would show them our star system, the Sun, on one of the outer spiral arms. You would then show them our solar system and the third planet from the Sun, known as Earth, with its moon. You would then show them in real time the North American continent, and if it is at night, that it would be dark, but the cities would be visible from space as you're coming to the Earth from space. And then you would show them the Rocky Mountain region, and to the east, the high plains of Colorado. And then you would show them the city of Denver, which is very large and sprawling and illuminated artificially at night. And then you would show them the specific area down to a few meters in detail of where you are located, including any lakes, geological formations or mountains, man-made structures, and indeed the group, the members of the team, the number, and exactly what you look like, and that you will be using beeping tones and lights from that site. This is then repeated over and over again. And in fact, one can go from deep space to the specific location in one flow consciousness thought with practice, which occurs almost instantaneously. Now, the ideal is not to imagine or just visualize where you are located, although that is perhaps a start, but to actually remote view it in real time. The difference is that in remote view, you actually are seeing from deep space the galaxy, the solar system, the Earth, the continent, and the specific location where you are located, as opposed to simply imagining or visualizing it. But that's, for some people, a distinction which grows slowly. And so if the remote view is not possible, then visualize it. This is most effective, as mentioned earlier, when you are accessing non-local mind. And for that reason, if at any point during the procedure you feel constricted or you're straining or you are getting very fixed and overly concentrated, relax for a moment, take some deep breaths, and then spend a moment or two accessing non-local mind, becoming aware again of this awareness, of this unbounded cosmic mind. Then establish in non-local mind, in this holographic state, then return to the coherent thought sequencing. The main point here being, take time and be relaxed to have a sense of pure consciousness and see that it is universal, it is cosmic. And in doing so, access this unbounded nature of mind. From that state of relaxed but very alert depth of consciousness, then do the coherent thought sequencing. The coherent thought sequencing really begins when one accesses this non-linear holographic aspect of consciousness. The coherent thought sequencing is not a meditation technique to achieve that state. Frequently misspoken even by senior members of the CSETI research teams, that the coherent thought sequencing is meditation. It is not. The meditative tradition, whichever one you use to access unbounded, calm mind, is distinct from the coherent thought sequencing, which commences at the point that you access that unbounded, non-local state. Coherent thought sequencing works and can work in dramatic ways because the extraterrestrial life forms not only are awake, even as you and I are awake, and this awakeness is a singularity that is indivisible and is universal, but because they have technologies that can interface with mind and thought. When an individual accesses this multipotent state of unbounded mind, and then specifically remote views of spacecraft, this is something their sensors or their technology can pick up quite clearly. And then, if you are able to show them precisely where you are located, they are able to read that as clearly as a television transmission or a videotape transmission that would be showing the same thing. The fact that we don't possess that technology does not mean it does not exist, because these life forms, which are in the hundreds of thousands to millions of years technologically more developed than we are, utilize these types of nonlinear technologies as easily as you and I turn on light switches or speak on the telephone. There is another important part of experiencing non-local mind, or another aspect, which is central to the functioning of a C-SETI research team. And that is, by experiencing universal mind, by experiencing calm, non-anthropocentric, transcendent consciousness, free of the constrictions of linear space-time, of thought, of perception, of ego, one becomes very familiar with just pure consciousness, and therefore establishes the ultimate basis for a relationship with non-human but conscious life forms. Because no matter how diverse they may be, they are conscious and intelligent, and as such, are one with you on that basis. In addition, some of the unusual manifestations of these extraterrestrial life forms, which could be startling to humans, is tempered by the experience of unbounded mind. Because of its universality, and because it establishes the individual in a state that is quite beyond fear and other linear interferences, it serves as a very important way for the individual and the group to function in a calm and coherent way while an extraterrestrial spacecraft is landing or during an onboard meeting. The experience of universal mind is really the great prerequisite of an ambassador to the universe. Because by relating to universal mind, the individual becomes comfortable with every universal life form, which is conscious just as you are. Now, for the purposes of this training tape, on the reverse side, we will experience a guided meditation. It is just an example, and it is not considered to be necessarily one that is best suited for you. Each individual should learn a technique of meditation which enables them to comfortably and easily experience unbounded nonlinear mind, so that the coherent thought sequencing is done effortlessly from that launching point, as it were, of non-locality or nonlinear mind. But for the purposes of this training, there will be a guided meditation at the end of which it will be stated that the meditation segment is over and that we will then begin the coherent thought sequencing. During your own practice of this, in your research team, you will replace whatever geographic locality is used in our example or a training tape with where you are actually located. Unless, of course, you wish for the extraterrestrials to go somewhere else. We hope that won't be the case. Through all this, the most important thing to always return to is the simple idea that you are awake, and by becoming aware of just awareness, of that pure awakeness, that is becoming aware of that universal state of consciousness that is nonlinear. And that this is really a very simple thing to achieve. And do not make it difficult. To the extent you try too hard and make it difficult, to that extent, it becomes difficult. It's important also not to try to resist thoughts or to push thoughts out of your mind or to resist sounds or other sensations. If you have a thought that is on another subject or you become aware of sounds in your environment, acknowledge them and then let them go. And you may use them as a reference point for becoming aware of that whereby you perceived that thought. And in that sense, they can be an instructive gift. Because as the thought or the sound which you perceived arises, you can use that to say, oh, well, what is that awakeness that is perceiving that sound or thought? And then look deeply into that awareness, that quiet consciousness. This sort of silent observing of mind can be done anywhere and under any circumstances. You may even observe your breathing, and by simply observing the breathing, become aware of that awareness whereby you are making the observation. And look deeply into that awakeness, that consciousness, whereby you can perceive your own breath. And within that silence between the breath, between the inhalation and the exhalation, you can see that absolute silence of awakeness. There are many techniques, but do not perceive a thought or a sound or your breathing or other sensations as distractions to become anxiety-ridden over or to resist or to strain. If you're straining or if you're resisting these sort of things, then you are constricting the mind and not expanding it. And the idea here is to allow it to expand to its unbounded true state. With those instructions in mind, let us then do a meditation together, and then we will do the coherent thought sequencing.